All across America and around the world, this is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Dale Thronberry.
All righty, man. It's exciting. I just came from Thunder over Michigan. The Blue Angels flew over my head by about 10 feet, and my ears are still ringing, so you'll have to excuse me for that. It was a great show. Congratulations to the Yankee Air Museum for their Thunder over Michigan 2015. What a show. Wow, those things are amazing. We've got a great program for you today. My name is Dale Thronberry, and I have the privilege of being your host today. And we're going to start off with a return guest from last week. Well, not the same guest, but the same issue that we talked about last week. And I want to welcome back Andrew Turner. Andrew is from Veterans Refuge. And Andrew, welcome back to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. So we were successful, or you were successful, in finding some place to put on your demonstration, correct?
Yeah, we were. So the Ypsilanti Township came through for us. They were very supportive of us last year when we did it. Came through again for us with some property near their township offices, and actually right by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Ypsilanti. So it should be a really good spot with a lot of visibility and a good picturesque area for us to set it up.
It is a beautiful site. It's right there, near the Washtenaw Vietnam Veterans Memorial also.
Yep.
And tell us what you're going to have out there.
So we're going to have our 660 crosses display. So for the Suicide Awareness Month in September, we're going to represent each of the 22 veteran suicides every day with a cross. So for the whole month, that'll be 660 veterans that are going to be estimated to commit suicide this month. We want to show the community what that number actually looks like and just the impact of those 660 lives that are going to be lost this month.
All right, this is a really impressive display, folks, and I encourage you to go out there. I think the address is 7200 South Huron River Drive in Ypsilanti. That's off Whitaker Road. And are you going to be putting these crosses up on Tuesday, correct?
We're actually going to get out there tomorrow to try to get it done. We're not sure
okay.
if one evening is going to be enough. So the plan is to get out there tomorrow at 5:30. Anybody that's available in the area is more than welcome to come out and participate. And then if we kind of run out of daylight and can't get it all done, then we'll be back Tuesday to finish it. But the plan is, by the end of the day Tuesday, the whole project will be up, and then all 660 crosses will be on display for the whole month.
Wow. Andrew, I want to congratulate you and Jamie and Laura for what you're doing with the Veterans Refuge and this outpouring of emotion that will come with this display, I am sure, is going to be as powerful as it was last year. And I think coming up the first day and seeing 660 crosses, maybe even more.
So we definitely appreciate all you guys' support and letting us get our message out to the community. We definitely encourage everybody to come check it out during the month of September while it's up and kind of reflect on the importance of trying to save all these lives.
We got to prevent these suicides. It's just too sad. And so, Andrew, if people wanted to find out more about Veterans Refuge, where would they go to find this information?
So they can find us on Facebook at Veterans Refuge Network, or if they do a Google for Veterans Refuge Network, our blog also comes up where it's got the links to some of the things that we're doing, some of the projects we've worked on, stories that friends of ours have shared about the impact of Veterans Refuge Network in their lives, and a lot of good information and how they can connect with us and find out what we're doing and how they can get involved with us.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much. I'll be out there tomorrow night. Help you guys out, and hope everybody in the local area will be there too.
Great, thanks. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
Okie doke. Thank you. As I mentioned, we got a full packed up program today, and we're going to have an interview coming up with Ken Leslie, who is the founder of Veterans Matters. And this interview was done by Jim Falzone, and we're going to record it, it's pre-recorded. So we're going to play part of it, take a break, play the other part in the second half of the program, and stay tuned. Toward the end of the program, Ken Leslie is going to be here to accept your phone calls and to fill us in on everything that's going on. So make sure that you stay tuned to Veterans Radio. We will be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Kid Rock. Thousands of veterans are homeless and living on the streets of our nation tonight. Streets where they're being beaten, robbed, even killed. Let's take care of our own. Please join me in housing 1,000 veterans as fast as possible. Make a pledge to VeteransMatter.org. Text VETS to 41444 and pledge any amount. They fought for us. Now we fight for them. Veterans Matter.
Right now we're going to go to Jim Falzone and Ken Leslie of Veterans Matters.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Falzone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm which can be reached at 800-693-4800. Our guest today has got a very exciting concept that he's been implementing for a number of years. Ken Leslie from Veterans Matter. Want to say hello to the Veterans Radio audience.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, it's great to have you on. Ken, I first heard about all the good work that you're doing in a Stars and Stripes article, which was published, I think, back in about January of 2015. And I said, man, this is a great idea. I got to talk to this guy. He's the founder of it, and I've got to find out how this came about. And that's what brought me to reach out to you, Ken, and tell our listening audience a little bit about what Veterans Matter is all about.
Again, thank you for allowing us to get the word out, and I apologize if I sound froggy. I'm just getting over laryngitis. I'm not normally with this adorable of a voice. Leonard Cohen today. Veterans Matter started when I've been involved in homeless advocacy for many years, having been homeless myself. And one of the things that we've been doing are these blitz outreaches, looking for veterans and homeless veterans who are in the camps or abandoned buildings. And I was doing one of these in Toledo, Ohio with our local VA rep, and she was telling me about this new program the VA had called HUD-VASH, and she told me it was a really good program. And I'm by nature very cynical. And I said, well, if it's so good, how come my buddy Jim's not homeless? And she said it was because he didn't have the deposit. I said, so you're telling me you've got a long-term program that'll house him, but you just can't access it for deposit? I said, how much? She said it was $600. I said, so if I wrote a check for $600 right now, how soon could he get in it? She said, today.
Yeah, this is what really captured my attention on it, Ken, when you pointed out, hey, there's a fairly simple roadblock to access to benefits that veterans are entitled to under this federal program that coordinates HUD vouchers with VA. And that roadblock was they don't give you the money for the deposit, do they?
Right. Well, they cover all the rent, you see, but the landlords are charging the deposits, and that had not been factored in. And it's a real simple problem, so it required a real simple solution. So I asked my friend Sean, I said, well, how many of these vouchers are coming into our area, which is Toledo, Ohio? And she said, 35. And I said, what do you do when you don't have the when they don't have the deposits? She said, we take them around to the VFWs and churches and help them beg for it. And that right there is what broke my heart. And, man, you know, $600 times 35, you're not talking about a lot of money at all. So that night came up with this idea of Veterans Matter. We take care of our own, write the check straight to the landlord, 100% success rate. Next morning I called Barb Petey with the Chromatic Advocacy Fund, Toledo Community Foundation, and said, Barb, I need $26,000, and by the way, I need it at Black Hawk speed because veterans are waiting. And Jim, I'm sure you know how fast foundations don't move.
Right.
But in this case, 7 days later, 5:36 p.m. on Valentine's Day, she called and said, you have your full funding. And then 3 days after that, we housed our first veteran. So it was 11 days from idea to execution.
Well, again, I just want to applaud you, and we'll talk a little bit about those who help you and volunteer on this. But again, this really shows the difference of what one person involved can do, because you didn't just hear about a problem and say, oh, well, geez, that's too bad. You said, hey, that's a simple problem that needs a simple, direct solution. Nobody's done it. Let me jump in and spend some time doing it. What gave you the belief that you had the wherewithal to jump in and solve this problem?
My day job, my real job, I'm CEO of a small headhunting firm for the last 20 years. So I had business experience. And then since 1990, I've been involved in a nonprofit, which actually became onematters.org back in 2008 when John Mellencamp came to our little tent city thing we do every year, hung out for an hour. He was blown away by what he saw. He invited all of our guests to the show. 60 of them went. One came back after and said, hey, Ken, John talked to us on the stage. I guess I really do matter. And that's how One Matters itself was born.
Let me back you up there, because, again, you referred to it as Tent City. different places call them stand downs. Tell us a little bit about what Toledo does, and we're talking Toledo, Ohio, does in the area of the annual tent city.
Yes, I started back in 1990. I was a professional comedian in the late 80s, traveling around the country, making people laugh. And I started seeing more and more people who were becoming unhoused. And we were doing a comedy album here in Toledo, and I read a statistic that 60% at that time were families with children. And I thought it was unconscionable that children would be on the streets. So I decided to do something about it, and I gathered a bunch of my other friends and local celebrities, and we put together a little tent city thing, which is a weekend-long festival of compassion. On Saturday, we have Project Connect, which is a stand-down part of it. But this begins on Friday. Friday night, we start with a walk to support and end veterans' homelessness. We have a community dinner both Friday and Saturday night with massive entertainment. Saturday day, last year we delivered about 200,000 in medical, dental, and other services at a cost of around $7,000. And it really is how our whole community comes together. Medical services are provided by all three of the major medical hospitals, ProMedica, Mercy, and UTMC. So everybody really comes together on it. And it's a, like I said, it's more of a festival of compassion than a quote-unquote stand-down or homeless Project Connect.
And I want to jump in both to give your voice a chance to have a little sip of water, but also to take one of the acronyms you used, UTMC, I think University of Toledo Medical Center was one of the groups that helped out on that. Is that, does I have it right?
Yes, sir, and thank you for covering my back on that.
Well, it's important, and I certainly want to encourage you to thank those corporate and individual sponsors and supporters who've been helping along the way, because I know we get asked a lot of times to help out. We always try to if we can, and I think every business should, and they should be recognized when they are helping out and doing good things. So I want to make sure your sponsors get that acknowledgement as well.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind.
So this is not a you don't have a 300 person staff here working on Veterans Matters, do you, Ken?
No, I don't. So. We went from, we created this house, 35 local veterans, and then a guy named Dusty Hill with ZZ Top got involved. And they've raised a bunch of money down in Texas. Short story is we've now housed almost 700 veterans in 11 states. Our effort, I've pretty much had been having to work full-time on the Veterans Matter thing. And I've truly been neglecting my business, but you know, you've got to do what you're called to do. And we have one part-time person who does the coordination with all the VASH workers, and then two contractors. We're doing some development work and social media, and all of us are part time.
And that's what I wanted to jump in. And again, we're going to kind of jump in and out, Ken, to help your voice a little bit, recognizing that this is really being done by a volunteer effort and a part time effort by some folks. You've been able to reach across 11 states. That's amazing.
It really is. It's a blast, and the level of help, like up in Michigan. We've housed, let me check, latest update as of today, 107 Michigan veterans. And that was all done by, you know, Mitch Album gave us $20, $25,000 to start for Operation Michigan. Kid Rock, Ice-T, and Katy Perry all helped raise some money up there. And a company based out of Ann Arbor, Jordan Reese's, donated $70,000 to be able to help the veterans in Michigan, Indiana, and Colorado. So these kinds of things are just coming out of nowhere. Mellencamp became the chair for Indiana, and we got a magical anonymous donor who gave us $37,000 that same day. I mean, all these miracles are happening. So we're doing it because of all the support of others.
And it sounds like you're also getting a lot of support from the VA and the VASH folks to help sort of connect the veteran who needs some help making that security deposit so that he can get into the program. How has VA embraced this concept?
You know, this is really cool because, you know, the VA has issues and problems on the medical side. But what I've seen across the country is on the homelessness front, they've really, really got their act together and they've been doing a great job. They reduced it at least by a third as of the last numbers. The new numbers will be coming out shortly. But with this, they seamlessly integrate. So we're kind of like the VA VASH social worker's secret weapon. And what I mean by that is because of my technology background and software background, I was able to create an online cloud-based system where the VA in any funded area could go online, order the deposit, and we can approve it in minutes and then send the check the same day.
And who are you sending that check to?
Straight to the landlord.
Yeah, that's part of the unique part of this program is we're cutting out all the middlemen who are going to handle this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So the VA says to us, you know, we need $600 for John in Houston. And they may be sitting there right there with the landlord, and it's all negotiated. And we approve all conforming referrals literally in minutes and send an email confirmation. And because we're backed by 20-plus celebrities who are raising awareness, raising funds, a lot of the landlords will allow our email letter to serve as the actual deposit and house the veteran immediately. The normal existing process takes 30 to 60 days. And the problem with that is a lot of times the landlords get tired of waiting and rent to somebody else. Or if they're an at-risk veteran, sometimes they'll disappear without actually getting into the housing. So we're able to eliminate any of those risks.
And one of the things we've seen, I think, really from President Barack Obama's push here to end homelessness is that VA's put a lot of effort into this. HUD has put a lot of effort into this. And it's give us your perspective as somebody who's been a homeless advocate for quite a long time. How do you think this push is working?
Extremely well, both not only for homeless veterans, but for all the people who are unhoused. They've created a plan that's actually working over the last 5 years. And in the Housing First model, for those that don't know, that's where you'll house your veterans, get them housed, and then give them all the case management they need to solve whatever problems that got them there, whether it be alcohol, mental illness, employment, just getting a job. We're finding out of the 700 that we've housed, about 40% were homeless just because they didn't have a job. And what has happened is Michelle Obama and Mrs. Biden created this joining forces, and we were in Washington last summer for the Homeless Summit to End Veterans Homelessness. And the enthusiasm at the ground level is what is inspiring. It's not, you know, it comes from the top. But down here at the curb level, you have the millions of these advocates and staff who are doing this incredible work, not only for the VA, but for the cities and the counties and the continuum of cares. There's a group called Community Solutions that they did the 100,000 Homes campaign, and now they're doing Zero 2016. And it's based on the same thing. Bring everybody together. Let's focus. Let's, you know, cut the BS, get rid of the barriers, and just get it done. And so in the United States now has this incredible movement. And it began with the focus that that Barack and his team gave to the issue.
Well, and I think one of the some of the statistics reported in the Stars and Stripes is that when the push began in 2010, there were more than 76,000 former service members lacking permanent housing, and that had dropped to below 50,000, although the 2015 results aren't out yet, and they expect it to be even lower than that. So it really does sort of demonstrate, at least by the statistics, that this problem is being reduced. And I take it from what you've seen, as you say, at the curb level, that's really true.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And on the Veterans Matter website, veteransmatter.org, I wrote a blog and credited the real heroes in this, and those heroes are the VASH social workers. They're the ones on the front lines that are finding the veterans and helping them find the housing and get into that housing, and then making sure they have all of what they need to be able to return to domestic autonomy. I mean, it really, really was a smart move by the VA in hiring all these master's level social workers.
It's interesting, Ken, you say that maybe, and tell me if this is the case, has the philosophy changed a little bit about how to deal with folks who have homeless job problems that, you know, get them home, get them into a home situation, a housing situation first, and then work on everything else? Did we do it the other way for the last couple of decades? Has that changed?
Oh, yeah. It's always been... And in America, it's been, you get your act together and we'll give you a place. And the several of the issues can't be solved unless you have an address. You know, if it's an employment issue, if you're, an employer doesn't have a place to get you, to get mail to you, to get you information about interviewing, or getting hired. If it's mental illness, if you're in a place, then your medicines can be delivered to you as needed on a schedule if you're at risk. So there's a lot of, it's sort of like for all of us humans, when something bad happens, where is the first place we want to go?
We want
to
go home. Yep.
And if you don't have that, you've got nothing from a sense of security. So once we give anybody a home, whether it's a veteran or a family with children or anybody who's homeless, once you have that center, then you can start rebuilding your life. And that's just that home is the place where the beginning starts, where the beginning can happen. And we're finding that to be true. Are you sitting down?
Absolutely.
You're not going to believe this. But this program that the VA has, the HUD-VASH program, has a 91% success rate keeping them housed.
Wow, that's an amazing statistic.
That is. It really is. And you know, from what I've seen, I think most of the programs that we've seen over the last 20 years have been, you know, if they do 30% or 40%, they're doing great. So for the VA to have this program, it's a 91% success rate. And, you know, with us, what we like about it is that when a donor gives us money, they know exactly where it's going to go. Their money's going to have a 100% success rate getting veterans housed in a program that has a 91% success rate keeping them there. I mean, how cool is that? It just works.
And our listeners, we're on Veterans Radio here. We're talking to Ken Leslie from the founder of Veterans Matter, an organization headquartered in Toledo, Ohio. You can find more about it at veteransmatter.org. Ken, you mentioned a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit more how you came to this issue, because you're not a veteran.
No, I'm not. So my interest in this topic was, I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic. I viewed myself as a party animal, but everybody else didn't. I got to a point where I myself was homeless as a result of those choices. And I realized that being homeless sucks. And there is no upside to it. And when I got my world back together, I'm grateful for those that helped me. And since 1990, just been giving back. If I make it to this December 5th, it'll be 26 years of sobriety. And you know, I'm pretty confident I'll get there, but, you know, nothing's guaranteed, right?
Absolutely.
I believe that, you know, strongly in God, and I believe that God puts us through stuff in order for us to be able to help people who are going through the stuff that we used to go through. So I guess I'm just called in doing what I'm supposed to do.
Well, it takes somebody on a mission, and that's something veterans, we can really appreciate. And I think in some measure, your efforts here helping our fellow veterans is even more noteworthy because, again, you're a guy who saw a problem, and to you the solution was pretty dang simple, and you probably said, why hadn't anybody else done this before? And rather than just leave it to somebody else, you jumped in and got it done. How many veterans have you housed under this program so far?
We are now at I think, 696. So we're saying almost 700 veterans in 11 states. We just opened up in Colorado Springs and in Dayton, Ohio.
And you have a target for 2015, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? This is kind of cool. There's a group called the National Exchange Club, which is based here, also here in Toledo. It's not in Detroit, but the headquarters is here. And we're partnering with them, and they've got 20,000 members. They're sort of like a rotary that people haven't heard of, but the dues are a lot cheaper. And so they've got 20,000 members in 650 clubs nationwide. And they're going to kick off a year-long campaign on Veterans Day. And what they're doing is we're setting up simultaneous walks and rallies in hundreds of cities on 11/11 at 7. So on Veterans Day at 7 p.m., there are going to be these rallies, these fundraising rallies, to house at least 2,000 veterans as fast as we can.
Well, I think that's an incredible goal. We're talking today with Ken Leslie, founder of Veterans Matter, and we're talking about a unique, relatively new program that helps house veterans by making available for them the security deposits that they may need to move in into an apartment or a house because the VASH, HUD VASH program, does those vouchers cover the rent but not cover the deposits. Have I summed that up correctly, Ken?
Exactly. It's that simple. You got it.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson.
Thousands of veterans are living on our streets right now where they're being robbed, beaten, and even killed. And if this happened behind enemy lines, we'd be outraged. So please help us get our veterans into safe, permanent housing. Donate any amount at veteransmatter.org. Or you can text VET to 41444. They fought for us, and now we fight for them. Veterans Matter.
And you're listening to Veterans Radio, and we're playing a recorded interview with Ken Leslie, the founder of Veterans Matter. He's being interviewed by our partner, Jim Falzone, and it's going to run for about 20 minutes, so we're going to go right back to that. And when that's over, Ken Leslie will be on the phone, and we can ask him any questions that you might have. So here we go, Ken Leslie and Jim Falzone.
And Ken and I were talking during the break, and I wanted to repeat my comment to him, and that is not that he came up necessarily with what you might call a simple solution, but it's really an elegant solution to this problem. And again, quickly recap how this happens, Ken, for folks, and then we'll move on to what the National Exchange Clubs are helping you with.
Yeah. Oh, essentially, what the issue was the veterans weren't having the access to the deposits, so we created this online cloud-based system. We had these funders that agree that we must take care of our own. So what we have now, for example, down in Texas, because of Dusty Hill, ZZ Top, and a small group of donors down there, we've raised over $150,000 and housed 327 veterans in Texas. And the simplicity is that the caseworker, the VA caseworker in Houston, helps the veteran find the housing. The caseworker goes online, our cloud-based system, request the deposit, hit send, and usually in minutes, we're replying back that it's been approved, and the check goes out the same day to the landlord. And we've got 20-plus celebrities, Kid Rock, Ice-T, Susan Sarandon, John Mellencamp, Mitch Albom, over 20.
So before I want to talk about how you got all the entertainers involved, but before we get there, back up, because you've got a goal for this year of what you'd like to house. And you've got an innovative program with the National Exchange Club on how to pull this off. Kind of recap that again for us.
Sure. Yeah, we're my goal really would be to house all 49,933. So if I could, but you know, and that would take, you know, the funny thing is that could be done with one side of a check from one of the rich people, you know. I saw Michael Dell betting $20,000 a hand on blackjack. You know, somebody like that could write a check and get all of our veterans housed. It'd be that simple. So that's my real goal, would be to get them all housed. But for what we're doing right now is everything we can. We're doing everything we can to house as many as we can. And the National Exchange Clubs will be in their hometowns, home communities, inviting all of the different veteran services organizations and veteran-friendly businesses to come together to raise enough funds to house the veterans in their community, their state, and their nation. And it's pretty exciting because nothing's been done at this level where we've had this simultaneous effort all across America focused just on our veterans.
And again, as I said, it's a sort of an elegant solution to a problem. The federal programs available to help subsidize the rents, but you still have to put the security deposit down. You still have to get the veteran in through the door with the landlord, and if he doesn't have the money to do that, then he can't sign that lease and get in there and take advantage of the voucher program. Ken, can you talk to us a little bit about the types of veterans you're placing through this program?
Yeah, you know, from the service standpoint, if you're talking about that, 14% are Marines, 18% Navy, 58% Army. The Guards got 1%, and the Air Force is 9%. But, you know, amazingly, when we hear the word homeless veteran, we think of the Vietnam veterans. But only 22% of the veterans we've helped to date are Vietnam vet. 22 are Desert Storm. 14 are from EFOF and OA. And then the bulk of them, 43%, were peacetime and other interventions.
And I think that's really important for our listeners here on Veterans Radio to think about, Ken. I think it's easy to think, well, they're just all washed-up Vietnam vet guys, or they're just all washed-up guys just coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. And that's the farthest from the truth. It's really a wide spectrum of service members who find themselves in this hard luck situation that need a hand up. And then they've got to do the hard work, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so cool because the VA has the case managers, the VA social workers, who are continuing with them to get them back to the autonomy. So it's not like people are throwing them into a place. You know, what they're doing is helping them find a home that they can build and launch. You know, I often tell people the way to imagine what we do is imagine the veteran, and 24% of them are families with children. So imagine a husband, a wife, and their three children on the front porch of a home that's theirs, with the door wide open, keys in their hands, and they're just waiting for someone to say, yes, you can cross that threshold. And because of the donors for Veterans Matter, we're able to say, yes, cross that threshold.
I think that's important for our Veterans Radio listeners to hear, that 24% of the veterans that you've been able to house so far through this program are families with children.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
Ken, are you seeing both male and female veterans being able to tap into this program?
Yeah, 8% of the veterans that we've housed are female veterans, and I think that might be in line with the national statistics. I'm not sure.
Well, and it's pretty much in line with the stats for percentage of veterans who are female at the moment. So that kind of falls right in line with that.
That makes sense.
Talk a little bit about how the entertainers got so involved in this process. And I'm not talking about, you know, guys you've never heard of. This is, I guess you'd call it A-list, right, in Hollywood or in the music business.
Yeah, we got a little bit of all of it, A, B, and C.
you've got a lot of the A-listers. So how did this come about?
You know, it started with Mr. Bellencamp, and when he fell in love with what we do, he's not an easy man to impress. And what he liked about what we're doing is that all of our programs are based on working your way out from where you are. And, you know, one manage my organization. I've been blessed, so blessed, to go from where I was to where I am now. And as a CEO of a company, it allowed me to put money into things that are going to help people. And our little one manage program that John helped start, we've created employment through street papers, providing startup funding for papers in Toledo, Detroit, and Ann Arbor, Ground Cover News up there. We provided the startup funding for it to allow them to get going. So our efforts have always been about working hard, and that's what impressed John. And through John, others have gotten involved who have heard about it through John. His publicist was Bob Merlis, and he fell in love with what we're doing. He's been a huge supporter. He joined our board of directors. There's a gentleman who is a brilliant, brilliant photographer, and he spent his whole life as a tour manager for every dame that you could think of. But he just did Katy Perry's Prismatic World Tour. So the last 2 years he's been running around doing that. He joined our board. So we're building people that once they hear about it, they just want to help. And it's continued like that. Each of the celebrities that I know have been able to say, hey, you know, why don't you try and call, you know, so-and-so? And we'll call so-and-so. And they'll say, oh, hell yeah, you know, I'm all in. And what it is, it's real simple. We're all just regular Americans. You know, I'm not a big highfalutin nonprofit guy. I'm a guy who just says we must take care of our own. And all of these celebrities are just regular Americans as well, who also say we must take care of our own.
Well, and one of the nice things that I've seen, having been on your website, which is veteransmatter.org, is that you've been able to involve these A-listers into producing public service announcements for you. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're at the stage now where we're deciding that we need to get the word out. I've got a board of directors, and it's a really cool group of people. And last year they said, you know, this is working way too well. There's a lot of people in need. Let's do what we can to go balls to the wall and get as many veterans as we have. So we're now beginning, and we're building this campaign. Cumulus Radio has been such a wonderful partner, where they've been broadcasting our PSAs in their 110 markets at no cost. So, you know, we've got these wonderful, you know, celebrities and artists who feel that they too must give back. And we have these businesses like myself and others, the donors, who feel we must give back. And people like yourself and your station and Cumulus who say, yeah, you know, we do. We must take care of our own. So you bring all those pieces together. It's sort of like, you know, there's an old a metaphor about stone soup where everybody throws their piece in and you've got a nice stew. And that's what we've done.
One of the things that I found interesting in those who have been willing to record PSAs for Veterans Matter, Ken, is that it cuts across all the musical genres and acting areas. You've got people like Katy Perry, Darius Rucker, ZZ Top, Willie Nelson, Jennifer Nettles, Stevie Nicks. These are folks that may appeal to a whole different array of audiences, and that's part of what we need to do to help our veterans is realize our veterans cross all those areas. And they go from young guys and gals to much older men and women who need a little help along the way and earned it by serving their country. So I think you've done a great job in getting a real wide collection of celebrities to help get the word out for you.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky in that sense. And like I said before, though, these, you know, as a comedian, I worked with all of these, you know, celebrities for many years, and one of the things you realize when you're in that world is that, you know, these are just other human beings, and they've got a job that puts a face out there that's sort of a brand, but behind the brand, and everybody wants a piece of that brand, but very few people actually look at the human behind it, who are just like you and me, who are people that are just looking for the right way to give, and when you get away from all the quote glamour. You know, Susan Sarandon is one of the most beautiful human beings that I've ever met. You know, she has this passion, and she has for decades, for a lifetime. Same thing with John. He's a funny, grisly son of a bitch. But what they have in common is lifetime commitments to help those in need. And it's a privilege to be, you know, partners in arms with them to help people that need our help and deserve our help.
So one of the things we always are careful with in terms of veteran charitable organizations is making sure that they're really charitable organizations helping veterans. And you do that by looking at what their overhead costs are and comparing them to what other programs may be running. I know you are very proud of what you do at One Matters and at Veterans Matter. Maybe talk about that and talk a little bit about how people should feel comfortable that you're truly a charitable organization helping veterans.
Yeah, well, we've got all the normal legal 501c3 stuff, and, you know, file our 990s. But the reality is, you know, my business, my company covers the bulk of the overhead, you know, the rent, the phones, the internet, etc. And One Matters will cover the rest, which allows 100% of the money that we raise for Veterans Matter to actually go to the program. We have, you know, we mentioned earlier, one and a half part-time and a couple contractors, but they still cost money. And because of where I come from, I've seen too many groups take advantage of the homeless and particularly homeless veterans. And they raise so much money and it goes nowhere. So, you know, I've done everything I can and we will continue to keep costs so slow that most of the money can actually help the veterans. Our target is about 15%. And, you know, I'm a cheap, frugal guy. I mean, you know, I didn't put any travel budget in Veterans Matter. You know, if people want me to come and speak, they've been covering, you know, my airfare and my travel. And then if I need to go somewhere, I panhandle frequent flyer miles from, you know, CEO friends, and we're able to get there that way. And that kind of stuff frees up that money. Now, can we maintain that forever? I hope so. But there's no commitment that we can. It might go up to 20%. But all of those percentages are based on revenue. If we were to bring in $2 million, then those costs really are 5%.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's really weird, I'm finding out. I don't like the nonprofit world in the sense that when you're a businessman, you can create a value. And in the nonprofit world, it's almost like you're begging. And it's really difficult. And that's why with our approach, it's, you know, we show that return on investment. You know, every single week we update how many veterans are housed on our website. People can see it in real time what we're doing. And that's, it's not so much that that's accountability. It's more like we want people to know where we're at so we can figure out where we all need to go as a country.
I think those are the sorts of things which make folk comfortable that, yeah, this is a real organization with a mission I can get behind, and I'm not going to be embarrassed later on that where I put my dollars, it didn't really help the people I thought it was helping. Again, it's part of that elegance of the solution that you've created or stumbled upon or capitalized on or said, hey, I'm going to solve that problem. So I think that matters a lot. Ken, if you want to tell us a little bit about your regular day job and that sort of thing.
It's an executive search firm for the electronic document industry, which I won't put you to sleep by telling you what that is, but in essence, it's the software that creates your bills, your 401k statements, etc. And what companies hire us to find those technology people. But as I said earlier, I haven't been doing too much of that with the Veterans Matter side. So you know, that's like I said, you know, you got to do what you're called to do. And I'm not taking any more new business just because I can't.
If somebody's in a state, you mentioned you're in 11 states at the moment. I don't know, pick one that you're not in. Let's say Arizona, and they go, man, this is a great idea, and I know this is something we need help on in our state. Tell us how folks get maybe more involved.
You know, the easiest way if you wanted to donate right now is somebody could just text the word VETS, V-E-T-S. 41444, and what happens is that money goes into from, you know, where we don't have an area of operation. That money goes into Operation Greatest Need, which the VA is helping direct to areas where there may not be enough capacity in an area that we're able to have a really, really big impact. We always try to find the hardest way to go where nobody else is, because that's usually where the biggest need is. We're not going to pile onto the big cities because everybody else is there. For example, in Indiana. With the money we raised there, I think only a dozen of the veterans have been housed from Indianapolis, and you know, that we're at 87 now for Indiana. So the bulk of them are, you know, in Bloomington and Gary and Fort Wayne and all across the rest of the state. So the money that comes in from the general public goes into Operation Greatest Need. Now, if we were to establish an area of operation, in order for us to invest the time to be able to pull that off, we need to be able to house 20 or 30 veterans in that area. So first we have to establish that there's a need, and then once they have the need, we got to get the funding for it. Because we can't have somebody in Montana send us $75 and expect us to house a veteran in Montana if it's going to cost us $750 to get one deposit.
Absolutely.
So, I'm a business guy. I don't want to sit on money. You know, if I can get a veteran housed today, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, that's the right thing to do, and I think most donors would agree. So, Ken, as we come to the end of our conversation here, which has been very interesting, I'm really happy you made the time to talk to us here on Veterans Radio.
I got to call you more often.
Please do. Please do. So we're talking to Ken Leslie, founder of Veterans Matter. Ken, I want to give you a chance here to tell folks how to reach you and how to continue to support the work that Veterans Matter is doing.
Easiest way is Ken at veteransmatter.org. You know, that's my direct email. Email any questions. Well, we just started every Monday now at noon Eastern Standard Time. We're having rally calls. And all that is a conference call and a webinar that anybody could call in to find out about what we're doing and what they can do. And they can email me, Ken, at veteransmatter.org, say, I want to be on the call, and we'll make sure they get the invite and how to how to get on the call, because you know there's so many people out there that want to help, and what our job is not to convert people to help, but to take the people who care already and allow us to come together to help others. So that's sort of how we're doing, and that's why you're such a big help in allowing us this venue to help get the word out and say, hey, this is what we're doing, this is where we are, and if you feel called to help, get your ass over here, man. We're ready to roll.
Hey, Ken, give us your email address and your website again.
Ken@veteransmatter.org, that's plural, veteransmatter.org, and the website is veteransmatter.org.
Veterans Radio listeners, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation this afternoon with Ken Leslie, founder of Veterans Matter. We think this is an important program that you need to know about, you need to get behind and support.
And we're back on Veterans Radio Live, and guess who called us? Ken Leslie. Isn't that amazing? I want to put Ken on the line right away, and I want to thank Jim Fausone for making that recorded interview. It's such an important project. Ken Leslie, welcome to Veterans Radio Live.
Dale, how are you, kind sir?
I am terrific, and I am so anxious to figure out a way that where we can help you expand your project. I'm just looking at your urgent update from Ken with the good news, bad news, that you guys have been so successful that you've run out of money.
Yeah, we did, and then we put a call to action out, and we raised $100,000 in 24 hours. It's just
wow.
Amazing. There's a company in fact in Ann Arbor named Jordan Reese's, and they've made a commitment in the beginning of the year to give us $70,000, and they did fulfill it, and the employees raised $11,000. And they saw that and said, no, we want to help. So they funded Mississippi and Houston, helped with Houston, as did the Houston team raise more money. So, you know, I mean, they've now donated $131,000. It's just amazing how people are stepping up to really, really get involved.
I think it's such an important program. And as you pointed out when you were talking with Jim, what a simple idea. I mean, if the VA is really if the VA is really willing to help out, and they're getting places for these people to live, but the one thing missing is the deposit. That was so simple for you to come up. I don't say it's simple for you to come up with the idea and a solution.
It is simple,
but it
no,
is a simple
right.
solution.
You're right, because I mean everybody tries to make things so complex,
right?
And if you look at a simple problem and figure out a simple solution, it's probably going to work pretty well. It's when you throw in all the rules. I call it managing for exception. And what people tend to do, and the people in the legal business know this, don't you, that people tend to try to protect themselves from any kind of scenario that happens, no matter how remote it is. And in this case, what they do, and currently are doing, is they'll have to requalify the veteran again, make them prove again that they've got a DD 214, other programs that fund veterans deposits. They can prove everything again that they've got a new house plan, a new case management plan, whole thing. And then once that's done and they're approved, then they'll get the check. It, you know, it takes 30 to 60 days to do that. So this is just simple. I so appreciate you guys helping us so much.
Well, we're very excited to promote, Veterans Matters to anybody, anytime, and we'll be talking it up big time for the rest of the year. That's for darn sure. And so we want to make sure that if you have any information that you want to spread or need a call for, funding, let us know, and we will get the word out to our listeners and also to through our social networking.
Yeah, and you know what might be an idea? You guys, Jordan Reese is going to do a 11-11 at 7 rally at Domino's Farms. Maybe you could join them in making that one happen there. The 11-11 at 7 rallies are simultaneous fundraising rallies that are taking place all across the country. And so far, we've got at least 50 cities.
Wow.
And my hunch is by the time we get done, it'll be 100 in partnership with the National Exchange Clubs nationwide.
And you mentioned them.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you mentioned the National Exchange Club. And so this is an event that's going to take place on the 11th of November at what time?
11-11 at 7. And 11-11 is Veterans Day. So it's Veterans
Correct.
Day at 7 p.m.
Okay, so we'll know where to be. We'll all be out, all of us in the local area will be out at Domino's Farms.
Right. And then, I just was up in Lincoln Park yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and met with the mayor there, who is a really, really great guy, a National Exchange Club former president, and he's putting together a group for all of Southeast Michigan as well. So, you know, there are different activities that are taking place. So there's another one in Jackson, Michigan. We know that there's one in Colorado, Indiana, there's several. In Texas, for sure, there'll be three. And it's just amazing with the ideas that people are coming up with. We're getting calls from VFW posts, American Legions, who just want to put it on in their posts.
Right.
Us at 11-11-7. So it's really exciting.
Well, it is very exciting. And I encourage anybody who wants to get involved with this to go to veteransmatter.org to help out. You know, their motto is we take care of our own, and that's exactly what veterans do throughout their careers, it seems. You know, you always mention that we've got your back then, we've got your back now, and we want to make sure that we will continue to do this. And I think this is such a great idea to help these men and women, especially the ones with the families, to get into a house. I can't imagine being homeless. And yeah. You know, you said that you'd experienced it. I can't imagine that. You know, and then where am I going to sleep tonight? And I see the people walking around town sometimes, and I wonder, where are they going to sleep tonight? And I think this is a great way for us to help our veterans, and maybe this can kind of expand to the community as a whole.
Yeah, you know, I try to explain it to people, like, whenever you get sick, you know, no matter where you go, where do you try to go? You try mm-hmm. to go home.
That's
and
nice.
What if you just don't have one? Where are you going to go?
That's very true. That's very true. So I want to encourage people also, there's a lot of things that people can do out there, not just the idea of donating money to the funds, but you can spread the word. If you listen to other radio stations, you can actually download those PSAs that we've been playing, because we just loaded them all into Wham's computer, so I'm hoping that many of them will start being played throughout their schedule as well. But you can do that. We are going to be putting a button ad up on our website, and maybe we can encourage some of our other people to do that as well. And we want to thank you very, very much, Ken, for putting this whole program together.
Thank you so much, and thank you for all the things that you guys do for the veterans, not only on the radio, but with the legal practice and helping them take care of their own lives. Just thank you so much for that as well.
Well, you know, as we said, this is the least we can do. Those of us who can, will, and this is what we're trying to do, is help these men and women out as much as we possibly can, and to remind our civilian audience that these are just the regular human beings who have been forced into extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, you know what, I was talking to, you know, I talk to a lot of the veterans whenever I can, and the most common one that I've heard is that they had some sort of anxiety, they lost their job, then they lost their wife because the wife didn't want to stick around because there was no job, then they lost their house, they got foreclosed, and mm-hmm. then they started drinking.
Yeah.
And now they get replanted in a new home, and their world's back to being what it is. It's not those stereotypical chronically homeless veterans. It's
no,
amazing.
No, it's, you know. Anxiety attacks are pretty common for people that I've met over the last 50 years, and sometimes we can handle them and sometimes we can't. I've got to say goodbye to you, Ken. I want to thank you very much for being on our program,
thank
and I
you,
look
Bill.
Forward to having you on again soon.
Chat with you soon. Look forward to meeting you guys in person.
Oh, me too. That'll be fun.
Great, Dale. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I've just finished talking with Ken Leslie of Veterans Matter. I want to make sure that all of you go to veteransmatter.org, and you're going to be able to help a veteran get into a home. We don't want any homeless veterans on the street, so we want to make sure that this is their opportunity to provide the deposits to get them in there. Until next week, you've been listening to Veterans Radio, and you are dismissed.
Hi, this is Mitch Albom, author of Tuesdays with Maury and The First Phone Call from Heaven. Thousands of veterans are homeless and living on the streets of our nation tonight, streets where they've been beaten, robbed, even killed. Let's take care of our own. Please join me in housing 1,000 veterans as fast as possible. Make a pledge to veteransmatter.org. Text VETS to 41444 and pledge any amount. Veterans Matter.